This episode of the Free Lunch Podcast is brought to you by the Selma Project, an initiative created to infuse hope and inspiration into the youth of Selma, Alabama through culture, art, and entertainment. It is a call on natives and friends of the Selma movement to use their gifts, talents, and resources to pave a road of success for future generations. And brought to you by faithful listeners everywhere. And now to the show. Blah!
One time. Two time. Three. See me shine. Put some light on their mind. Illuminate the dark. Give them sight if they blind. And see me shine for the ones that they said I'll never make.
Welcome to the Free Lunch Podcast, home of the New South Movement. This is your boy Tight Tight, and I got BGZ with me. BGZ, what's happening?
Yeah, you know what it is, Free Lunch Podcast.
How you doing, sir?
Man, I'm blessed, man. Everything's good. How about with you?
It's going good. How was the weekend? I'm just happy to be able to record.
Everything's good. Got a chance to enjoy some of the sunshine. We had some good weather in this area, man. So got a chance to kick my feet up a little bit, get rejuvenated, and get back on this microphone. So
did you get caught up with the with any of that rain and that flooding that's going on?
We didn't get so much as the flooding, but we did get some rain, had some thunderstorms here there. So it didn't get as bad as it did for our folks over there in the H-Town. So, you know, we're sending our thoughts and our prayers. Everybody that I've spoken with is okay. Rough time for some of those people over there, but we didn't get any of that here.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that. I reached out to a few of the H-Town folks, and they're all doing okay. Just they stranded in the house, and I gave them a proper turn that's been used. Hunker down. Got to hunker down.
Hunker down. So they say, doing good. Hunker down.
Yeah. So shout out to the H-Town fam and to the folks out there. As far as my weekend, I had a real good weekend, sir. I had a chance to get away from the big city, and I went to West Virginia and actually did some labor.
You back over in West Virginia again?
I was. I went to Sharpsburg. For those of you that are familiar with Sharpsburg, you may be familiar with some of the Civil War battles that took place over there, but got some close friends that live out in that area. So went and helped them essentially clean up some land. So they purchased some land out that way and helped them to clear some of the trees and some of the limbs that they had. But just overall had a really good time.
It's some nice terrain up there in West Virginia too. Nice country and landscape. So I'm sure that was refreshing.
Oh, it was.
To say the least.
Oh yeah, definitely. But we really, I'm telling you, there needs to be a podcast for the listeners. You really need to go back and do some revisit the history. And when I say revisit the history, which is a takeaway that I took from just visiting that area. And it's something to live in this DMV area. So for those that are new to the podcast, BG resides in Selma, Alabama, and I reside in the DMV. And so I think we take things for granted when it comes to from a historical perspective. And going back to West Virginia, the Maryland area, and going to Sharpsburg and hitting 270 and seeing signs of Gettysburg, and just you really forget the area that you live in and the role it played in American history. So one thing that I've done since I've gone to that trip and had a chance to kind of visit some of the battlefield sites and where a lot of the battles took place during the Civil War, it's just come back and kind of refresh my memory on the Civil War and the significance it played in American history. But the conversation that I had in West Virginia, in Sharpsburg, is priceless. The research I've done since I gotten back has been priceless. And so once I get my history back up to par, kind of want to use that as a future topic and even find a historian or historians to kind of be on the show and really talk about the significance of Manassas and the first Bull Run and the second Bull Run and Gettysburg, making arrangements and plans to go out to Gettysburg, and General Robert E. Lee and Ulysses S. Grant. And, you know, I live right down the street from multiple forts. Literally one is a mile away, and I've gone down there before. But since that trip, it's kind of made me want to go back and revisit Fort Ward and understand the role it played in the Civil War. So it's just all good stuff, sir.
Ain't nothing like flashing back to that history. So what we got for today, my brother?
What do we have for today? So for today, I kind of want to start. I have a vine. It's a different type of vine. It's not your traditional vine, but I do have something that I kind of want to read, and then we go from there.
That sounds good. And before you get into it, I want to say we had a new sponsor, man. We had a new sponsor for one of our other faithful listeners. So she also wanted to sponsor the vine. So that means you got to make it doubly good today. So our sponsorship is growing day by day.
Yeah, I appreciate the sponsorship. But see, for today's vine, I'm not going to be able to give a silhouette or serenade the listeners today. But I do have something that I wanted to share as part of today's topic.
I think that's good enough.
But if I was, well, shout out to the sponsor. Thank you for continuing to support the vine, and thank you for continuing to support the podcast as we approach 1 year. So for the listeners, we are approaching 1 year, so we're really excited about that. But as we continue to kind of venture out and do some other things, we do want to say thank you for your sponsorship.
Thank you very much.
But for this one, see now I feel like I'm not going to meet the standard. Man.
No, you just do what you do, man. I think when people have decided to sponsor, they express that they got faith in you, and they don't really care about what you do. They just care that you get it done. So don't feel no pressure.
It's a lot of pressure, but I'm going to get it to
them anyway.
Don't
feel no pressure.
Okay.
All right.
Two roads diverged in the yellow wood. And sorry, I could not travel both. And be one traveler long I stood. And looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair. And having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for the passing there, had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay, and Lee's no step had trodden back black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yea, knowing how way Lee's on the way, I doubted if I should ever come back. Here's the verse I wanted to really, really highlight. I shall be telling this with a sigh. Somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverge in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference.
The road less traveled.
I need somebody to snap their fingers and tap their glass or something.
You did take us to poetry night on that one.
I need somebody that to snap their fingers. I need somebody to snap their fingers or hit their glass or something. A blues
hit the
for
bongo.
Nina.
Yeah, hit the bongo drum.
A blues for Nina.
Boy, you wild, boy.
But I wanted to highlight that one. I wanted to highlight that one because let me set the context of what we're going to talk about today. So really, BG, you and I had a conversation a few days ago, and we kind of discussed basically what we're going to talk about today. We discussed it, and we were like, hey, we need to put this on the podcast. And we kind of going to let the audience kind of differently. I mean, we do this from time to time, but we're going to kind of let the audience into a conversation that you and I had last week. But to even piggyback off of that, while I was, I mentioned earlier, I drove down to West Virginia over the weekend, and I kind of used that time to get away and kind of escape. And it was when I was driving where I kind of had an aha moment, and it really related to that particular poem. And so as we continue the conversation, and once I really get going and really get into the groove of today's podcast, I kind of want to share my thoughts around that poem, specifically the last verse, and really kind of give you my summary of what I thought that last verse was referring to. So, BG, if you don't mind, kind of giving the people a sense of what we talked about last week and why we wanted to kind of bring this to the forefront.
Throughout this podcast journey that we embarked upon, the major theme I'm sure all of the listeners have picked up on is just this whole empowerment and making yourself better and getting to that next level. And, you know, even in our own personal endeavors, in doing that, we realize that it often calls for you kind of going against the grain or being outside of the box, so to say, when other people are doing certain things, many people living in the status quo. When you're trying to raise to another height, you're going to have to think in a different way. You're going to have to be open to different perspectives in order to go down like that road less traveled, the road that many people don't take. Some people are just afraid to even venture down that way. And so, you know, we've taken that step here with this podcast and some of our other endeavors to just go in the direction to where our hearts have led us and where our spirit is telling us to go. And then also in that conversation, we just talked about the timing of it. You know, when we reflected back, you know, we've basically been doing this for years, bouncing ideas off of one another, talking about different issues and topics, and just feeding off of each other's energy. Our peer group is based off of that. I can remember us having like long email, email runs where, you know, it involved, you know, 5 and 6 individuals going back and forth about whatever the topic was for that week. And of course, most of us were doing this on the clock when we probably should have been focusing on a work project or something like that. We were really engaged into each other's ideas and we were basically growing from it. And when we look back, you know, that was kind of setting the foundation for what it is that we're doing on this scale. And it was a timing issue. It was a timing issue of, you know, you bringing up this whole podcast movement and being exposed to that particular medium and then, you know, presenting it to me and we talked about it. And then it's just one day it was like, this is the time to do it. We might as well bring our ideas in the form of, you know, this podcast, using the internet to get the word out and then also allowing other people to engage us in conversation. So, you know, and going to this whole thing of empowerment and self-development and stuff like that, we just really have tapped into it being a courageous step and being one of timing and all those things kind of coming together and getting you moving into that direction of really maximizing your full potential.
I do remember years ago where we had email chains with you, myself and various other friends and listeners of the podcast where we kind of debated and shared different opinions and topics. In other mediums, I've put on Wine and Cheese, and that was another avenue where we essentially had the same type of conversations that we're having today. Text messages, conversations, I mean, just various mediums where we've essentially been doing what we're trying to do and share on this podcast. And the reason why I kind of wanted to discuss and have this conversation, it really centers around a topic that I've had with a faithful listener in which she shared with me in and out. And so In-N-Out has been something that, that stuck with me. And even when I was having that conversation, I kind of asked, because that was a topic of a recommended topic of discussion. I was like, so what do you mean by In-N-Out? And only thing she said was, there are various forms that this podcast can take, but just In-N-Out. And so I've been pondering that particular topic and trying to figure out exactly what that meant. And I think it rung a bell with me within the last few weeks. And the reason why is because of various conversations I've had with loved ones and friends and just family members around this idea of trying to jumpstart something that interests them. And what I mean by that is I think we all have dreams. We all have goals. We all have desires. But we allow the golden handcuff, life, to kind of dictate when and how we begin to execute whatever it is that we're trying to accomplish. And so it was an omen for me here recently when I was looking at a show, and it kind of hit me, this whole idea of In-N-Out. And what I mean by that is you kind of mentioned it earlier, and I kind of just briefly spoke about it, but we've been doing the exact same conversations that we're having on the podcast. We've been doing that in various forms for years. And so the point that I'm trying to make is that I feel like life has a way of preparing us for this moment. So if you look back and we've kind of had this conversation on previous podcasts, BG, with the Live Your Truth series. Yeah. But this one kind of is we can almost call this one Live Your Truth Part 4, In-N-Out. And the reason why is because what I believe is for the past however many years you've been on this earth, every day, every moment, every year has prepared you for now. And what I mean by that is life has been installing in you and preparing you for what you were to face tomorrow. And so whether that is you reading the Bible every day and then you get into a point to where you can recite scripture or verses, whether that's you playing a sport and learning the ins and outs of being a team player, whether that's you going to school and learning mathematics or science, whatever the end is, it prepares you to execute today. And that's what you put out. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. And like you say, this is evidence of it. I've heard people talk about, you know, how naturally these episodes go, and you know, even when we bring on the guest and all that stuff, how smoothly the conversation go is because it's battle tested. You know, many of the people that you've heard on this podcast have been involved in those early forms of this dialogue, and it's just each day is a step. Each day is a step in that direction. And like you say, it's preparing you for the next step and for the next step. And we know that in those steps, there are certain things that come about, which are also a part of that process of growing you up and getting you ready for the present moment that you stand in. You've had experiences that have gotten you geared up and have given you what you need to go forward. So what you're saying totally makes sense in every form.
And not to continue down that, to beat up a dead horse. But essentially, I think the conversation that you and I had last week really was around that whole idea and that whole concept. And you touched on it earlier where you talked about how you and I discussed the idea of doing a podcast. And we talked about it even when the idea came up, we talked about it for a few weeks. And it wasn't until one Saturday morning where we essentially took on the Nike mantra and we said, just do it. And it's this whole idea of what I talk about, stop being a noun and become a verb. So if you want to sing, sing. If you want to write, write. And so the reason why you and I even had this conversation a few days ago was essentially around how I know a number of people, a number of talented people that talk the talk, but are for whatever reason afraid to initiate or turn that noun into a verb. And so hopefully this podcast and our story can kind of help those that kind of sat on the fence on putting one foot in and one foot out, can kind of just be inspired and just take that leap of faith and understand that life and understand that life has prepared you for this moment. And even the analogy I think I shared with you was the whole analogy around how as children we may be white belts and purple belts or what have you, but there becomes a point in time where you become a black belt and you have to execute what was taught to you and basically what was put in you through life and through life experiences. You have to then have the confidence and the faith in your ability to execute what has been put into you. So what was inside of you should naturally come out.
And it's ironic that we're having this today because I actually had a conversation this weekend. And, you know, you talked about the people that we know, knowing many people that have something to give. They have a skill set or a gift to share. And I look at a lot of people in the circle that really have a story to tell, would be great mentors. Plenty. And things like great mentors and things like that. And in the conversation that I was having, and I think this affects many of us, is just that fear of not having enough to give. It's like, I got to wait. I got to go and I got to read more books and I got to be exposed and go to more conferences and conventions and workshops before I have enough to really be an effective mentor and all those type of things. And yeah, you do want to have some degree of expertise, but we think we get, like you say, the golden handcuffs of wanting to be so prepared and so ready that we stay in the planning mode and never really get to the action mode. And so we miss out on so many opportunities to get started and start, you know, perfecting our craft through the art of doing, versus just sitting down and waiting, and then you never really get to being ready. You never really get prepared enough. You're constantly talking yourself out of it because I don't have what it takes.
Or you're using religion as another way to talk yourself out of it.
Oh, yeah?
Not to interrupt you, but
go
yes.
That's interesting. That's interesting. So you've seen that happen?
Oh, using religion from the perspective that rather than understanding that God is internal and external, meaning He's also inside of you, you continue to allow this external being to control when you actually perform the do, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So rather than acknowledging that, say, hey, I've been given this talent. I've been given this gift, and it lives within me. And now I am going to execute it and pull it out of me. I continue to pray that I am given the talent when it's already in you. See, it's in you because from day one until day whatever today is, you've been prepared for that moment.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so rather than executing and saying, okay, I trust and believe in my abilities, I continue to allow on an external being to continue to pray and say, please give me the ability. When I believe the ability may already be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then, you know, when we stand in this lane of religion, you know, also, you know, the thing that you always fear against is those obstacles that are going to get in your way. You know, when something happens, you've made up your mind that you're going to do something or you're planning to do something, and then some circumstance arises and it's like, oh man, this is getting in the way of my, you know, my vision or my dream. And then we feel like that, you know, that God has sent us this obstacle to probably refocus us on something else. That obstacle means that's the end of your dream. You probably need to be doing something else. When in reality, that obstacle is something that you're supposed to go through that's going to prepare you for that place where you're supposed to be at.
Let me take you even further. This was an aha moment I had riding to West Virginia. The aha moment being, I don't believe in obstacles. I don't believe in trials and tribulations. I believe that everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my favorite stories, David doesn't beat Goliath without beating the lions and the bears. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Jesus doesn't raise himself from the dead without raising Lazarus and the other little girl from the dead. So the point being is that everything that happens along the way is in preparation for whatever's to come. You caught that?
Keep preaching, brother.
Did you catch it?
Keep preaching, brother.
It was an aha moment I had. We continue. See the confidence that David didn't know that him beating the lions and the bears in 1 Samuel was preparing him to beat David.
Goliath.
He was just beating the lion and the bear because that was a part of his duty. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The first miracle that Jesus performed was not walking on water. He had turned water into wine way before then. So the point being is that I think that everything that happened is preparing you for what's to come. So you have to continue to stop looking at everything as an obstacle and learn to accept it and appreciate it because it's preparing you for tomorrow. You just don't know what tomorrow is.
It's an opportunity to grow.
It's an opportunity to grow. And I think we continue to use the words challenges, or we continue to use the word trial and tribulation in a negative content versus renewing the way we think and understanding that it's only something that's equipping us as a tool. It's equipping us so that when we are ready for tomorrow, we'll be prepared. That's the reason why I tell you life has a way of essentially preparing us to fulfill whatever our ultimate goal and our ultimate purpose is.
And I'm sure it sounds like we preaching and having prayer meeting right now, but the rules apply for everybody. Like this works across the board, and it's just like you say, it's just a renewing of your mind, a change in your perspective and how you're going to approach these things. And for us, what we do here, you know, we are coming from a place of wanting everyone that hears our voices on a week-to-week basis to have something that they can take in, and it will help them navigate through life and to get to a place of fulfilling true purpose and being able to live out, you know, the passions that you live with on a day-to-day basis. You know, I have personal testimonies as it relates to being prepared, you know, not really seeing it at that moment in time, but being able to look back and say, okay, I came through this, and by me coming through this, it prepared me to stand in this moment, and this moment will prepare me for the next moment. And I think for us as a community, that's where we have to go. That's an essential step to really empowering ourselves and being armed and having the artillery that we'll need to be successful and to be prosperous in these current times. Cause that's what winners are doing. People that are winning, that are, you know, meeting whatever success that they've set out, that's the approach that they are taking. They don't see obstacles. They only see opportunities. And if there's another opportunity or something that they got to work through, they're going to work through it and get to where they need to be. And that's, you just got to have that type of tenacity.
You do. And one of the reasons why we had this conversation, and one of the reasons why I read that poem, you know, I kind of want to reflect on this point here. The second aha moment I had when I was riding to West Virginia really centered around the road not taken by Robert Frost. And essentially, you know, I'm a constant thinker. I'm not going to so much say I'm a deep thinker, but I'm always thinking. And one of the aha moments I had was around the last verse of that poem. And I finally got an understanding to me of what that poem meant. And essentially my definition or my interpretation of that poem really was around this idea of I don't believe that most of us, I think most of us think we're taking the road less traveled, but in all due respect, I think most of us are not taking the road less traveled. And the reason I say that is because most of us in our peer group, we've probably are the first to graduate or the first to work in corporate America, may have been the first to go to college, may have a lot of siblings or relatives that look up to us. So we kind of defined our success and we kind of defined the road less traveled as the number of credentials we've captured. And because we may not be a statistic, then we may consider that we've fallen or we are taking the path less traveled. But while driving to West Virginia, it hit me that most of us are not taking the road less traveled. And what the author meant for the road less traveled was really around this idea of taking the path that is connected to your purpose and that is connected to your ultimate calling. Because if we were taking the road less traveled, we wouldn't wake up every day and be frustrated in the situation that we're in. So my interpretation of the road less traveled isn't the number of credentials we've captured, the statistics we've beaten. It's really more or less around this idea of listening to our intuition and taking our gifts and marrying our gifts with our passions, which will eventually have us going down the path of purpose.
I often get into conversations with people and I just ask them, like, you know, what's your dream? Like, what is it, you know, in a perfect world situation right now, if you could have everything the way that you want to have it, you know, what would you do or what would you be? And, you know, you know, for us right now, many of us have an entrepreneurial spirit. So it's like owning your businesses and your own business
and having financial independence and things like that. And in the next breath, it's like, well, I can't do that because I don't have enough money in the bank, or, you know, X, Y, Z, different reasons why. And to just, you know, kind of resound on what we were talking about is not letting those things stop you from coming up and devising your plan. It may be just a call for you to, you know, to really look at what it is that you're trying to do and use some ingenuity. You know, there might be a $1 million plan to get there. You might need to look at the $100 version to get you started. And I'm just starting to live by the moniker of just starting, just go. You know, be in constant go mode and just get it started. And what happens a lot of times is that once you get started, then you start running into different people who have different resources, or you see different things that you can add to your plan to amplify what it is that you're doing. So you just got to go. When something is speaking to you, that thing that when you think about it, your heart starts racing, or you can't sleep at night because it's just on your mind, that means it's time to start acting on it and stop sleeping on it. So, you know, it's a great story, and I'm just excited about the fact of being able to put this out like that. And I know this is probably a part of our, you know, meditation series. These are the type of episodes where people just kind of sit down and close their eyes to. So, you know, hopefully some of these ideas or whatever will just seep in and spark something. That's what I'm hoping for.
Me, likewise, because like I mentioned earlier, I think we become so intelligent, and we all think that we've gotten these degrees, so we're less likely to take risks. And because we're less likely to take risks, we don't follow our passions. We don't listen to our intuition, and we don't have a fulfilling life. You know, I'm working on a blog right now centered around gratitude, because I'm not even 100% sure that we understand in our society, we really truly understand what having gratitude is and being grateful. So it's a blog I've been working on that really talks about being grateful and having gratitude. And I think a lot of that, coupled with today's conversation, can really be liberating and offer a type of freedom that allows us to have a fulfilled life. And so when we talk about the road less traveled, I think the majority of us are we're on a path. And I think that path aligns with taking less risk. And I think that path for a lot of us may be one where we think we're on the path less traveled. But if you really look at it from a macro perspective, you'll really see that it's the road most traveled. And I think that if you can understand that life is preparing you for the now, and then on top of that, if you can marry your passions with your gifts, then I think you'll be on that path of the road less traveled. And I think that road will be more of a fulfilling life. You just have to understand that what's been put into you since day one is now ready to be to come out of you and be given back unto the world as a gift.
Yeah, but you got to be willing to go down that road alone, though, because, you know, your idea might not be in high favor of, you know, your friends and family and all that. They'll be on the sideline, of course, questioning whatever it is that you're setting out to do. So you got to be willing to stand on it and say, this is what I'm doing, and I'm going to do it. And, you know, I've kind of found this whole new new source of motivation. Like, we only got one life, man. You got one shot at this. So you might as well just ball out and just go 100 with whatever it is that moves you and be good with that, because, you know, these days are not promised. You know, you can say, I'm going to put it off to tomorrow, and tomorrow might not ever come. So you might as well just go ahead and get it in and live life to the fullest and work hard to fulfill that purpose. When you look at these models of people that are doing well, you know, that have these type of careers or these, you know, these hobbies and these outlets that they get excited about, you know, they're doing it because it speaks to their heart. It speaks to their soul. And they just have a sense of comfort because they were willing to step out there and go against the grain and really live their own truth.
That's all I have, man. I just want to encourage the listeners. You, BG, you talked about doing something light. I think this might be light, but hopefully it's something that resonates with someone. I don't know who that someone is. I'm not even sure that this would be one of our most popular podcasts. But from a authenticity perspective and from a passion perspective, this is one of those podcasts that I wanted to have to kind of let what I've learned over the past few years and share that with our listeners. It wasn't until 5 years ago where this whole renewing of the mind and this whole thought process started for me. You know, it wasn't until I started to kind of wrap up my life and wrap up my time in Houston prior to relocating, where I started to see the dots connect. And so for me, you know, I get excited and I get enthused when I have the ability to share with the listeners or whomever what I was able to learn and take away from my life experiences. And one of those essentially is having the ability to look over the summation of my life and understand how I've been able to connect the dots and understand what my role is and what my role will continue to be moving forward. So for me, it's been sort of just a testimony and an aha moment just to reflect. And I've tried to use today's platform to kind of even reflect and use some of the aha moments that I've had driving over the weekend, even from talking to a faithful listener about this idea of what you put in is what comes out. And I hope I've been able to even capture that on today's podcast. Hopefully something was taken from one individual such that it'll be inspirational for them to be like Nike and just do it, you know, just forget about what others are saying. Don't worry about the noise, and just say, hey, this is something that I'm inspiring to do. I realize I'm not taking the road less traveled, and I want to walk on a path where it's more fulfilling for me.
And this is what you get from the Free Lunch Podcast. You know, you get a good mix. You know, last couple of weeks, actually, you know, the conversation was debate filled. You had a lot of different opinions. And then we fast forward to this week. You know, it's more of a mellow, thought-provoking conversation. And that's the diversity that we bring. But more importantly than that, pure authenticity. And, you know, we had these conversations. They're unscripted. They come from the heart because we care. You know, we've had some things that have struck us in our own minds that we feel have helped us, and we're sharing them. We just want to evoke that spirit of sharing and feeding off of one another so that we get more and more and build a community filled with people who are doing their thing, living their lives at such a high level that the community itself takes off. And so this is what we do, man. And I'm really appreciative. You know, this podcast in itself, started off with, like we said, with these emails and has progressed to this point now. And even with that, it's preparing us for something else. Like, I can go out now and feel comfortable with expressing myself and telling my story to whatever group is willing to listen. And it all is because getting on this thing week in and week out, expressing myself and not really caring about being called the angry black man or whatever it is. It's just me getting in touch with how I feel and putting it out there for people to take it in, and I'm okay with that. So it's even growth right in front of, or I guess growth in you all's eardrums, what you're getting from the Free Lunch Podcast. So I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for the Free Lunch Podcast family and all the contributors. And like I always say, we ain't going nowhere. This is the beginning of many things to come.
It is. And so and secondly, we had this conversation not only to inspire and to spark, but to invite you to join the movement. BG and I talked about how we have a number of close friends and acquaintances that essentially have talents and gifts. And we kind of question, we kind of wonder, why is it so hard for Black America, for even our peer groups or whomever, to join the movement or to participate in the movement? And for various reasons, I think there's oftentimes of individuals may wanting to have the glory or may having the fear of just stepping out there in faith. But regardless of what's holding you back from joining the movement, or what's holding you back from participating, I'd like to personally invite you, if you have a gift or a talent, whether it's art, whether it's entertainment, whatever that gift or whatever that talent may be, to solicit that to us and join the movement. Because I think that as we continue to grow and as we continue to grow this network, it's important to have as many people on board at the grassroots level. That's what keeps you humble. That's what keeps you going in the right direction, and it prevents any commercialization occurring. So this is just a line in the bear for BG and I. As we continue to grow and as we continue to get more ears to hear what we're talking about, we're going to continue to grow. So now is the time to have that leap of faith to join the New South Movement and to join and to fulfill and to have a fulfilling life and to live out whatever it is you're calling it. So that's all I got, BG.
All right, well, let's get out of here, man. So if you want to hit us up or check us out for more podcasts and blogs, feel free to stop by www.freelunchpodcast.com. Also, if you got comments on this podcast or any other podcast in our library, hit us up on Twitter, FreelunchPodC, and we're also on Instagram, FreelunchPodcast. Check us out. Tell us what you think.
All right, so with that being said, I'll leave you all with that final verse. I won't repeat the entire verse, but I hope that what we were trying to say is kind of captured in this entire podcast, in that challenge yourself, understand that you may or may not be on the road less traveled, and try to have a fulfilling life. Understand that life is preparing you for today. So don't look at things as challenges or obstacles. Look at them as tools that are equipping you to accomplish your mission. So with that being said, what I'm reciting to you all is "The Road Not Taken" by Robert Frost. And I'll essentially leave you with the last verse, which is, "I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference." Free Lunch Podcast, home of the New South Movement, and we are out. Back up in the house now. Mama, I love you. Kids at, hold it down. I show will as I proceed to give you what you need. And for you hating bitches, raise up all these ignorant teens. Let me remind you, make it clear for the third time. We are not the same. I'm on my own cloud. Thinking you can get with this, use your other mind. Come celebrate a king, party with a second line. It ain't so trivial, a foreign like Bolivia. Rebus shots for hip-hop, can you feel it, bruh? Chant down Babylon, walking in the exodus. Executing vernacular to penetrate the pessimist. Ain't too many that can step, it's real, yeah. Giving people something they can feel. Penthouse when the ball drop. Came too far, now we won't stop. See me never shine, put some light on their mind. Illuminate the dark, give them sight if they blind. See me shine for the ones that they said I'll never make it. Finally got my shot and I'm gonna take it. See me shine, put some light on their mind. Illuminate the dark, give them sight if they blind. And see me shine for the ones that they said I'll never make it.